their power. It started with this first Kundalini master. This first Kundalini master is also known as the leader of the sons of God in the Bible and in the Book of Enoch. He was the one that brought the sons of God to this world, that married the daughters of men. And he's also the one that became known as the Great Watcher. Because if you study about the sons of God, you'll find that their leader was known as Azazel or Samyasa, which these are names of Lucifer. Yeah? Well, anyway, there's a long history that goes along with that. As we know, Lucifer fell because of his pride, and if you study the Holy Grail mysteries, you'll find that the first Fisher King, the first possessor of the Holy Grail energy fell because of his pride. It's the same tradition. But anyway, he's the Great Watcher, all right? He exists on another dimension. He's still here. The very strange story about him is that he merged his spirit with the spirit of this earth, all right? And he became what's known as the planetary logos, the planetary soul. And he's been here ever since. Basically, his will is our will is his will. The will of every creature on this planet is his will, all right? And according to this tradition, he fell to become Lucifer when the human will became the will of the ego, you see, because he's our collective consciousness. I've actually met him a number of times on other dimensions.
You've got to tell me about this.
Yeah.
How did you do this?
Well, I've been very much involved with shamanic work. And shamanic work, shamanic ceremony, takes you into other realms and other dimensions. And so oftentimes I'll arrive in a dimension where everywhere I look there's eyes, thousands of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the dimension of the Great Watcher. And you know, an interesting thing is, if you look closely at those eyes, you realize they're not human eyes. There's something special about them. And then if you look a little bit closer, you see, oh yeah, I recognize that. Those are eyes you find on peacock feathers.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. It's a very bizarre experience, George, I can tell you. And the first time I had it, I couldn't believe it.
Did it scare you?
It did, yes, because, you know, that's all that existed around me. It was like I lost my sense of reality, and all I could see were eyes. It was very intimidating. Of course, the eyes were just looking straight at me. And so what are you going to do at that time? You just stare back and hope for the best, right?
How'd you get out of that?
Well, anyway, it appears as though that this energy or this spirit, all these eyes was owned by this Great Watcher being, right?
All right.
Well, so I looked at these peacock eyes, and they were all attached to peacock feathers, right? And then these peacock feathers, I noticed, were attached together to become peacocks. And then these smaller peacocks became bigger peacocks, and these bigger peacocks combined to become bigger peacocks, and then you had peacocks that were the size of mountains. And then I said, well, if this continues, the whole world is going to be a peacock. So that became the title of one of the chapters in my book, The Truth Behind the Chrysman, where I recount that whole experience. But that goes right along with the legend, you see, because the legend is that this master merged his spirit with the spirit of the earth, and he exists everywhere. And so you can see him wherever you go, but the thing is, you have to go into his dimension to see him. And ever since that time, he's appeared to me a number of times as those peacock eyes, as peacock feathers, as whole peacocks. He'll just appear. And it's not like there's a malevolence about him. It's almost just like a witness consciousness. He's just witnessing, just like you'd expect the great watcher to be doing, just witnessing me and witnessing all creation.
Well, does this Great Watcher, Mark, ever get involved, ever try to alter events?
He doesn't for me, okay? He has been known to appear to people as like the trickster, for example. That's one manifestation. He has many manifestations. And in Native American culture, you hear legends of the trickster who will appear and involve you in some malevolent sort of trick he's got going on. That's never happened with me. Also, you hear about demonic forms of Lucifer appearing to people and causing problems. That's never happened to me either. I can't comment on
that. Does he kind of morph back into that?
I suppose he does. What I can say about him, George, is that the Yazidi people in northern Iraq, and you might have heard about them over the last few years with the war going on in Iraq and all. They're Kurdish people of northern Iraq, and they've lived there for hundreds, basically thousands of years. And this peacock angel that I'm talking about, this being that became Lucifer, he's appeared to their prophets over and over again for hundreds and thousands of years, and he's told them all about himself.